This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? You got to really question yourself at this point in time because there's so many things that are happening in the world out here, isn't there? A struggle is happening between the swamp and the non-swampers, and they're snapping at us, all those little snapping turtles, if you know what I mean. They're just snapping right at us. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're talking about a bunch of things this hour. We're going to be talking about, we're going to get back into this rare earth elements thing so you understand the significance of rare earth elements and kind of set the stage for some other things going forward. It's absolutely an amazing set of circumstances that have developed for the rare earth elements. I mean, it really is. And we're talking about those, there's about 17 of these things. And they're metals, considered to be metals in the periodic table of the elements. And they are, well, they're kind of messy when you mine them. We mentioned before, there's only a couple places on the planet that have rare earth elements in large quantities. One of them is in China. The other one is in the United States. And, of course, China has now thrown that out there as a possible, we're just going to cut you off of your rare earth elements. See, we buy them from China because it's all a messy process, and they really don't care how they pollute, right? Isn't that interesting? No one's over there protesting against China about their environmental problems. Where do we see that? We don't see it. Oh, it's always the United States. It's a bad, evil one that's polluting the planet. Really? You see, this is the fallacy, if you will, of the environmentalists and the climate change hoaxers that are out there. You know, more and more people are going to start coming to the conclusion about this environmental climate change, climate warming, you know, business, that it's just all been a hoax and a fraud, and it has been. We've been calling it out for years. I mean, gosh. But, you know, all of a sudden people are starting to realize, you know, we've been had. Yeah, we've been had. And out here in California, we've been had. You know, all the whole thing is still littered with climate change this, climate change that. Right. When, and, of course, there's been a great deal of weather modification, as we're finding out, too. The geoengineering folks are doing some substantial work on that. And all of a sudden, people are starting to wake up and look up in the sky and say, oh, why are those contrails aren't dissipating? Why? And, you know, you got a whole generation who doesn't remember contrails. As a kid growing up, we'd see aircraft all the time laying down contrails. They'd disappear, those contrails. I mean, that's just kind of standard operating procedure up for an aircraft. Like that. Now they change the engines around, and engines don't leave contrails. But, you know, chemtrails, different. They dissipate very slowly. So people are questioning about why are they seeing all these crisscross patterns in the sky, and they stay up there for hours, and then they start to settle and becomes a silvery haze. Right? It's not a purple haze. It's a silver haze. And what is what's in that stuff? You know. So anyway, just a little bit of rock and roll information for you. I'm kind of lamenting all these things, but before we get back into the rare earth elements, let's go ahead and let's check in with some sanity here, right? Real sanity. Nigel Farage, Brexit. I told you we were going to talk about that. Here we go. I'm gonna go ahead and play this. It's a piece from Fox News about Nigel Farage. We wanted to get to this yesterday and I didn't, so it's clean up for today. But Nigel Farage, one of the inspirational, he somewhat inspired New California in a way, not necessarily like you might think.
Last week, British voters went to the polls to vote in the European Union elections, and the results were a big victory for the brand new Brexit Party. Brexit Party demands a very simple thing, that the British government honor the 2016 referendum to leave the EU. Britain was already supposed to be out of the EU months ago, but the people in charge have dragged their feet and are now demanding a second vote. As in the United States, democracy is only welcome when it confirms the policies chosen by people in power, in case you haven't noticed. Nigel Farage leads the Brexit Party, and he joins us tonight. Nigel Farage, thanks very much for coming on. Congratulations. And if you would crisply, for our American audience, explain why 3 years after Brexit, the UK is still in the EU.
Yeah, we voted in a referendum to leave the European Union, the greatest democratic exercise, the most voters ever in the history of our nation. We then, the next year, in a general election, voted for Labour and Conservative parties, our traditional parties, both of whom promised they would honour the result of the referendum. And the date was set. It was put into British law. We were leaving on March 29th, 2019. And guess what happened? We didn't leave. And they kicked the can down the road to the end of October, the 31st of October, Halloween. And I watched all of this as being one of the architects of the original Brexit referendum and vote. And I thought, I can't stand aside. I can't bear the fact we're having to send members of the European Parliament back to Brussels. So I founded the Brexit Party. And would you believe, within 6 weeks of a brand new party being set up, we topped the polls, we smashed the Conservative Party, we smashed the Labour Party. And regrettably, I'm back here in Brussels, Tucker, after 20 years, once again, as a member of the European Parliament.
Now, I know it's complicated, but explain, if you can, how it is a liberal or progressive position to remain in the German Empire, which is basically what the EU is. Why is that considered liberal?
Because they claim that as a European Union, they will deal with climate change. They claim that because they have open borders, this is the modern liberal approach to the future. What they don't tell you is they are literally killing and destroying something. Something so important that just next week we're going to celebrate the 75th anniversary of D-Day, when America and Canada and others came to our aid, helped us liberate, you know, Europe from Nazism, to bring back something called democracy. And what the European Union does, it crushes democracy, it takes decision-making powers away from ordinary people and gives it to unelected bureaucrats.
Right. Well, the head of the European Commission doesn't appear to be cutting you any slack. There's a quote, a remarkable quote, just the other day, which doubtless you saw, and I'm quoting now. These stupid nationalists, he said, they are in love with their own countries. It doesn't sound like people like this have learned anything from these votes.
No, this is Mr. Juncker, who is president of the European Commission. That's his quote. But, you know, the people I blame aren't necessarily the Brussels bureaucrats. The people I blame are British politicians in Westminster who have not had the courage to take back the independence, sovereignty, democracy of our country. Last week, I've given them the biggest seismic shock that has been seen in modern British politics. And I'll make you this one promise. If we do not leave the European Union on October the 31st, I will lead the Brexit Party after that into the next general election, and we will sweep away parties that have dominated British politics for over 100 years.
We could be talking to the next Prime Minister of Great Britain, Nigel Farage. Thank you very much for joining us tonight, and good luck.
Thank you.
They're just in love with their sovereignty. God. The European Commission and the Commissioner, by the way, is he's kind of like the leader. There's a whole the way they have it's kind of like a funky way in which they lead over there in the European Union. Again, remember they're borderless. That's their big mantra. And remember, that's the story I was telling when I was on the train from Zurich that arrived in Zurich from Munich 10 minutes after midnight. And guess what? It was the first night, the first time they stood down everybody at the border. I saw the dissolving of the border right there. It was amazing. And now it's in debate here with Nigel Farage. Why? Because they want their sovereignty. You see why New California has an alignment with them? We want our sovereignty as well.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Oh,
Okay, so, you know, we're listening to S. White here, and the drummer, and I just wanted to give a shout out to her because my listeners have said, who does that drumming in the back? That's my secret weapon, S. White. Anyway, 24, 25-year-old from Taiwan. By the way, the red Chinese, the communist Chinese, do not like her. They do not like her. I mean, there's it's pretty amazing how they don't like her because she has a huge following. I mean, some of her songs, she has a lot of drum covers. I used to play the drums back in the day, you know. So I'm a they call me a dumber, right? You know, in the drum world, the parlance says you are a dumber. Well, and you wear it with pride, of course, because you know what that means. But anyway, so the thing with her is she carries her Christianity around on her shoulder. I hate it when this happens, right? And the red Chinese, the communist Chinese, don't want any of that Christianity business going on at all. No, 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 no. Can't have that. But she's got a huge following in China, and she's got all these, you know, millions of views. I mean, half a billion views, literally. I 3 years ago when I discovered this, I counted up the number of views on YouTube that she had from all the different drum covers and the songs that she did. She had half a billion. And going north from there, I don't know, she might have a billion now. But a huge following in China, red China. See, so that's why the Chinese government does not like her, because she's a huge Christian girl. And all these songs are, you know, Christian-laced and all that stuff. So the Chinese government just does not like that. I hate it when this happens, don't you? She's just a drummer, street drummer. That's all she is. She's like a weapon. She's weaponized the drums. This is what she's done. Yeah. So anyway, we've got, this whole thing that's going on with Nigel Farage and the EU. I had to dump that one in there because I heard about it last night on Tucker. It was playing in the background out there. Okay, those of you who want to know what's happening with Oroville Dam, just quickly before we get into the rest of the rare earth business, the elevation is at 11 o'clock Eastern time is 894.5 feet and climbing. Remember, you got to go to 899, right? And then 900 is the top-off point, and they're trying to get it to 900 and just pinch it off right there. Right, and hold it there, right, okay. Glory be to say they can do that. Of course, will they use the spillway? They say they can use the spillway. Looks kind of doubtful to me, but let's see what happens. Let's see if they do that, right? Let's see if they do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, but getting back into this rare earth element business, where did I do with that? I hate it when I get lost in my own mess here. Ah, here we go. Rare earth elements. And what are rare earth elements, I guess, is the question. Everybody wants to know what that question is. That you've got rare earth and then you've got rare earth. And now, rare earth elements, this is what the Chinese, at least this report came out. First thing I saw this morning when I got them, wow, big red letters about China and the whole rare earth element business came from them. And the whole thing about this story is about China is going to squeeze us off, right? And this is really gears up to weaponize. This is from Bloomberg. This is a Bloomberg article. China gears up to weaponize rare earth elements in trade war. All right. Now they got a big chart here. 80% in China. This is about 80% of the U.S. rare earth elements and supplies come from China. Okay, I'm going to get into the article, then I'll jump back into the Geology Today business. Is it Geology Today? Geology.com business, so you can kind of see what's going on there. But we got to get into this whole story before we understand the basics of it back. But remember what I said in the last hour, that rare earth elements consist of 17 metals that are found pretty much bunched together with the same atomic numbers and so on. And they are mined together also. I mean, birds of a feather flock together in the element world there. And there's only a few places on the planet in which you can find rare earth elements. So Beijing, this is as the story goes, Beijing is gearing up to use its dominance of rare earth elements to hit back in its deepening trade war with Washington. A flurry of Chinese media reports on Wednesday, including an editorial in the flagship newspaper of the Communist Party, raised the prospect of Beijing cutting exports to the commodities that are critical in defense, energy, electronics, and automobile sectors. The world's largest producer, China, supplies about 80% of the U.S. imports of rare earth elements, which are used in a host of applications from smartphones to electric vehicles and wind turbines. Oh, those illustrious wind turbines that kill all the raptor birds? Yeah, those are the ones that catch on fire. Yeah, those are the ones that don't produce much energy. Those are the ones. And of course, when it's not windy, they sit still. And they've become a blight, in my opinion, on the beautiful hillsides of California. An absolute blight. You know, they sit there not moving in the wind. Some of them catch on fire. They're terrible to maintain, and they don't produce much energy at all. I mean, you got to figure you're using that turbine, and then you got to transmit it through wires. The energy loss in that is extreme. And, of course, the same thing with the desert business with all those solar panels. Yeah, how's that working out for you? That, of course, you use rare elements in that. The threat to weaponized strategic materials ratchets up the tension between the world's two largest economies before an expected meeting between President Xi Jinping and Donald J. Trump at the G20 meeting next month. It shows how China is weighing its options after the U.S. blacklisted... Oh, is this Hawaii Technologies cutting off the supply of American components it needs to make its smartphones and networking gear? China, as the dominant producer of rare elements, has shown in the past that it can use rare earth elements as a bargaining chip when it comes to multilateral negotiations, said George Balk, chief executive officer of Northern Minerals Limited, which is producing rare earth carbonate from a pilot scale project in Western Australia. The U.S. shouldn't underestimate China's ability to fight the trade war, the People's Daily said in an editorial Wednesday. The newspaper's commentary included a rare Chinese phrase that means, "Don't say I didn't warn you." The specific wording was used by the paper in 1962 before China went to war with India. And those familiar with Chinese diplomatic language know the weight of this phrase, the Global Times, a newspaper affiliated with the Communist Party, said in an article last April. Don't say I didn't warn you. Nice. Nice to be threatened by the good People's Republic, right? Yeah. It was also used before the conflict broke out between China and Vietnam in 1979. They don't like each other very much, I can tell you that. On rare earths specifically, the People's Daily said it isn't hard to answer the question whether China will use the elements in its retaliation in the trade wars. China is seriously considering restricting rare earth exports to the United States. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. We have our own rare earth mine, which I'm sure in outside of Baker, California, will probably reopen at this touch, as it should. We should be using our minerals from our own state, right? Rather than letting them sit in escrow, so to speak, for China, right? You see, isn't it interesting since United Nations Agenda 21 came about? Rare earth elements and all the things about them have come into consideration. Agenda 21 is here. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so the lesson plan calls for the lesson plan calls for what are rare earth elements and how these things, what do they do? It says here, this is this Bloomberg article. I'm going to rely on this for right now. Then we're going to switch over here. It's going to get too close, so we're going to switch to guns and how this whole thing plays out. Why do they write things so tiny? Well, they write things so tiny on the internet so it runs quicker. That's really what it is. Things run quicker when you're tiny. When you are tiny. So, rare earth elements. It says here, editorials in the Global Times and Shanghai Security News took similar tactics on Wednesday about this threatening warning business. They're seriously considering restricting rare earth exports to the United States.
Ah!
Says the nation's producers have rallied in recent weeks on the view that rare earth elements could be an ace in the trade war. President Xi Jinping visited a plant earlier this month, accompanied by his chief trade negotiator with the U.S., fueling speculation that the strategic metals could be weaponized in China's tit-for-tat war with the U.S. Well, I shouldn't say war. Rare earths have already featured rare earths have already been featured in the trade disputes. I have to correct their little... When I get the sentence structure and they've got it wrong, it's kind of difficult. The Asian country raised tariffs to 25% and 10% on imports from America's sole producer, while the U.S. excluded the elements from its own list of prospective tariffs on roughly $300 billion worth of Chinese goods to be targeted in the next round. Uh-huh. It says rare earths aren't particularly rare. Cerium, the most abundant, is more common in the Earth's crust than copper. All other rare earth elements besides promethium can be found more widely than silver, gold, or platinum, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. However, concentrated and economic deposits are scarce. See, that's the thing. And production is dominated by a handful of countries. China is the biggest by far, accounting for almost 70% of the global production and 40% of the world's reserves. China's rare earth market is dominated by a handful of producers, including China Northern Rare Earth Group, Minimetals, a rare earth company, that's the name of it, Xiam Tungsten Company, and Chinaco Rare Earth Metals. God, the sentence structure is terrible here. I'm sorry. I apologize. It says the nation is using the elements to make a political point. I just chunked out a whole bunch of words that weren't even necessary there. Sorry, Bloomberg. You pay these guys to write this stuff. It says, although the consequence spiked, blah, blah, blah. Okay, now here's the problem. We're not producing rare earth elements, but we have a mine, a big mine. I'm not seeing this as a problem. Apparently, they just haven't awakened up to that. Now, here's the deal. If you go to the southwest of the United States and you go between California and Arizona and Nevada, you got a big, huge desert area. It's called the Mojave Desert. It's a big desert. It's massive. I love the Mojave Desert, by the way. I did a lot of work out there, worked out there for 7 years. And it is, you know, back in the day, it was much more pristine than it is now. Because why? Because the land has been raped. Raped, literally. Pristine desert, high desert, has been raped by the Chinese government, all with the consent, wink, wink, nod, nod, of guess who? Obama, the environmental chief, you know, president of the United States. No, he raped that whole area. You know, when you take desert land and you tear it up, it's torn up for hundreds of years. It took it hundreds, thousands of years to be laying in the fashion it is today. When it's undisturbed today, it's taken thousands of years to get that way. Now, you think about that. What about this poor desert tortoise that was everybody was puckered up about with Clive and Bundy? See, this is the farcical of it all. The bottom line, the Chinese wanted the Bundy property in that whole dispute. Because why? They were throwing up right and left all these different solar panel farms. And if you take a flight over from Los Angeles to Vegas, you see it. They're everywhere. They're ubiquitous on the land. They've destroyed the Mojave Desert. Destroyed it. One of the most unique habitats on Earth, they destroyed with all these. And who was it? The Chinese government. And what did they want to do? They wanted to get the Bundy land as a trade-off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was part of the deal. And by the way, who was the broker or who was the chief lobbyist? Now, here we get into these elites, if you will, like Joe Biden, right? His kid worked with, guess what? Ukrainian government got $1 billion as a contract to be a lobbyist. And then there's John Kerry's stepson, who also got just as much. And then now we're finding out Mueller was in on the deal. Shocking, shocking. And Comey, shocking. And Brennan, all in on these kind of deals. The big money hustle. See, this is what's going to get these people in the end. Isn't it odd that Mueller all of a sudden, oh, there's nothing wrong with Donald Trump. No, nothing. That's because he's in some serious, serious, deep stuff. Now, he may have flipped and turned. He says, I'm not going to jail for these suckers. I got my billions of dollars. Right? See how it plays out? Oh, I'm sorry. Get back to the fact, Jack. And who was benefiting the most by this Chinese relationship in which they're raping the land, putting up solar panels, controlling the land, buying the land? Guess who? Harry Reid's son, Rory Reid. He was honcho on the whole deal all along. That's why they wanted the Bundy property. Just a little bit of United Nations Agenda 21 rolling right on through the United States. That's the way that was. Don't you find that interesting now? And here we are negotiating. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry to tell you. You don't think that they're not going to open up that mine outside of Baker for rare earth elements in the United States? That's a San Bernardino. You think they're not going to open that up? You bet they are. And guess what, China? You can take it. You can take and use your... Trust me. You want to sell your rare earth elements? Sell them to somebody else. It won't be the United States. Because we have our own. And you know that. That's why you wanted to own that property, huh? They closed it down. Clinton closed it down so you guys could own it and control it. Oh, they... Clinton? Oh, did I say the Clintons benefited by any of the... No. Maybe the Clinton Foundation? Yes. All this is coming out, guys. It's all coming out. And the Chinese aren't liking it. Why do you think... See, Trump is playing 3D chess against their checkers. Actually, they're playing tiddlywinks. No checkers for you. They're not even on the board. They're still on the ground playing tiddlywinks with manhole covers, as they say, right? That's how the saying goes. That's really what it is. But Trump's got them outthought on this one already. And they're not happy. And so much the better, right? We will be much happier. And our sovereignty as a country. Nigel Farage again. This whole sovereignty thing pops up. Why do you think we're doing New California? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Follow up on this, what are rare earth elements and what they do and so on. So you can kind of get an idea of the expanse of them. You know, it's interesting that the Chinese have bought in so much. They've bought in so much to the renewable sustainability stuff, yet they don't care about their own pollution, right? They care less about their own pollution, polluting other people. That's why they're wanting to ship large quantities of water from Northern California over to China for the elites to have water. Because you remember, it's a communist system, kind of like what's happening to California, right? California turning into a communist system. This is the use of the element. This comes from geology.com, very, very reputable group of people. They're very good science, they're real science people, right? Nothing about global warming here. Rare earth metals and alloys. Now remember, there's 17 of them on the periodic table of elements, and they're all kind of bunched together as rare earth elements because they do so many weird things. Thulium, rubidium, ruthenium, europium, iridium. I can keep on going. It says rare earth elements and alloys. Now, remember, they're metals that contain them are used in many devices that people use every day, such as computer memory, DVDs, rechargeable batteries, cell phones, catalytic converters, magnets, fluorescent lighting, and much more. And during the past 20 years, there has been an explosion in demand for many items that require rare earth elements. 20 years ago, there were very few cell phones in use, but the number has risen over 7 billion in use today. The use of rare earth elements in computers has grown almost as fast as cell phones. Many rechargeable batteries are made with rare earth compounds, and demands for batteries is being driven by demand for portable electronic devices such as cell phones, radars, readers, not radars. Are there portable radars anywhere? I'm sure Raytheon's got some. Portable computers and cameras. Several compounds of rare earth elements are in batteries that power every electric vehicle and hybrid electric vehicle as concerns for energy independence, climate change, and other issues drive the sale of electric and hybrid vehicles. Right. It says the demand for batteries made with rare earth compounds will climb even faster. Rare earths are used as catalysts, phosphorus, and polishing compounds. Phosphors, excuse me. That's a whole different thing. These are used for air pollution control. Ah, illuminated screens on electronic devices and the polishing of optical quality glass. All of these products are expected to experience rising demand. Other substances can be substituted for rare earth elements. In their most important uses, however, these substitutes are usually less effective and costly. From the 1950s until 2000, cerium oxide was a very popular lapidary polish. It was inexpensive and very effective. The recent price increases
have almost eliminated the use of cerium oxide in rock tumbling. Now, this is like if you have a hobby of some sort, nothing like making screens for computers. The average person just doesn't sit around and, you know, make screens for computers in their garage, although they might be doing lapidary work. Other types of polish, such as aluminum and titanium oxide, are now used in its place. Critical defense uses, rare earth elements play an essential role in international defense. The military uses night vision goggles, precision-guided weapons, communications equipment, GPS equipment, batteries, and other defense electronics. This gives the United States military an enormous advantage, and rare earth metals are key ingredients for making the very hard alloys used in armored vehicles and projectiles that shatter upon impact. Substitutes can be used for rare earth elements in some defense, blah, blah, blah. Okay, same thing. But you get the drift. You get the drift of how these rare earth elements are very, very important and very, very critical for our national defense. But remember, we have the leg up. Right? We have the leg up. History of rare earth production and trade, 1965, pre-1965. Before 1965, there was relatively little demand for rare earth elements. At that time, most of the world's supply was being produced from placer deposits in India and Brazil. In the 1950s, South Africa became the leading producer from rare earth bearing monzonite deposits. Excuse me. At that time, the Mountain Pass mine in California was producing minor amounts of rare earth oxides from Cree-Cambrian carbonite. Color television ignites demand. The Mountain Pass thing is what I'm talking about out there, Baker. The demand for rare earth elements saw its first explosion in the mid-1960s, and the first color television sets were entering the market. Europium was the essential mineral for producing the color images, and the Mountain Pass mine began producing europium from bastnaesite, which contained about 1% europium. The effort made the Mountain Pine Mass the largest rare earth producer in the world and placed the United States as the leading producer. China enters the market, blah, 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 blah. It says they were selling rare earths as such low prices that the Mountain Pass mine and many others throughout the world were unable to compete and stopped operation. Well, that's not necessarily true. It was mostly the environmentalists that stopped it. It says China enters the market. Now listen to this. This is why I say this is so important. China began producing notable amounts of rare earth oxides in the early 1980s and became the world's leading producer in the 1990s. And through the 1990s and early 2000s, China steadily strengthened its hold in the world's rare earth oxide market, and they were selling rare earths at such low prices that the Mountain Pass mine closed. You chime in with the environmentalists that helped to do that. See, the environmentalists were helping to drive up the cost of the Mountain Pass. Get it? This is how you get Californicated. See how they work together, the communists? Get that? Just thought I'd throw that at you. You got the communist regime in California working together with the communist Chinese. We could go out and ask Dianne Feinstein about her driver and, you know, Shrimp Boy Chow and Leland Yee and all those other guys. And maybe even Nancy Pelosi has a few answers about communist China. And the info, oh, I know, and Gavin Newsom, Kevin DeLeon, Javier Becerra.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yep, Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be coming at you in the third hour. A lot more stuff happening, of course, in New California and all the things that are happening there. And make sure that you visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things, like I said, posted up there that's entertaining. If you have not, you want to sign up to become part of New California, go to the Sign Up Genius right there. And you can put all that into perspective. Just do it right there, okay? Anyway, you can also join up at any time if you are an expat from California. So all of you out there that want to come back to California, you're thinking about it, and all of a sudden New California pops up, you might want to try and get involved now before we go through this little struggle. Because it will be a big struggle, and we're going to need everybody's help, everybody around the nation. You know, we want to get away from the totalitarian communists in Sacramento, and that's because that's what they are, right? And they've been working with the Chinese. Yee, my goodness. So this whole thing needs to fold together anyway. So anyway, you can go there. Just what you need to do when you go to the Sign Up Genius, just sign up. Sign up. And you can also get in, put down where it says there comments. Tell me what, you know, where you're at now. Put down in the Sign Up Genius, though, your county. That'll be the important thing. Click your county. Let us know what that's all about. And then sign up and tell us where you're at now. And you want to come back or you want to do all that. Because we're getting a lot of calls. People want to come back and they know what's going to happen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN,
American Exceptionalism News Network.